Good afternoon. Today is 10th August 2014, the year of our Lord. And we are streaming live on CCRTV, the U Channel 5. And as usual on your program, The World and the Christian, today our topic for discussion is the Christian and contemporary lifestyle. And this topic is so dear to my heart, and I know viewers watching us on your television screen. And today's a special program, and we have audience in the conference room, not just like the ordinary discussion we have. Today's discussion will be very important. I'll entreat you to take your jotter, pen down some questions. And when the phone lines are open, we'll entreat you listeners to call in and contribute. And as my guest sitting before us, you can also raise up your hand and we can call on you to give discussion about the program. Today in this program, we have distinguished personalities who have excelled in their various vocations and academic levels. And we are discussing this topic, the Christian and contemporary lifestyle. To start with, the gentleman immediate to me is Cardinal Jebuni Joseph. Cardinal Jebuni Joseph is in charge of music in the Vatican. Next to me is Dr. Blandi Sofia. Dr. Blandi Sofia holds PhD in fashion designing. The gentleman in the tie, yes, as I am, is Dr. Dogoli Ignatius, a clinical psychologist. Last but not the least, is Professor Albin Elatuo, an expert in relationship and marriage counselor. And his organization is called GCO, Global Christian Organization. I am your regular host, Dr. D, popularly known as Dr. Dangma. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you are welcome. But we have a very dedicated correspondent who has dedicated his life, entire life, to this television station. And he's in the person of Professor Luis. And Professor Luis corresponds, and today, because the program is so vital, he has to come down and be with us in this conference. Dr. Luis will be coming to you as the congregation or the audience, just on the topic, what are your expectations about today's topic, the Christian and contemporary lifestyle? Dr. Luis, can I see you?
I am here.
All right.
And as he has rightly mentioned, I am Professor Luis Domasa.
And sorry, today, I said doctor, professor.
Professor, okay. I am an expert in communication. And today is a special occasion of our program. That's why we have an audience here that will view the program live instead of sitting in the comfort of your home and viewing us. But before we kickstart the discussion, I would like to find out if you have any opinions, philosophies, objections as far as Christianity and contemporary lifestyle are concerned. In your own opinion, do they have an effect on each other, or there are two distinct things that do not even have a connection? So when I come to you, I would like to tell me your sincere opinion. Just tell me your name and what you think. I have a very beautiful lady seated here. I would like to know your name and you tell me what your opinions are. Do you have any philosophies as far as your Christian life and your contemporary lifestyle are concerned? Are there any connections? Can you tell me?
Thank you very much. My name is Betty Kwiambaya. I think that Christian life and the contemporary world have a connection, because if we look at how things are moving, the way modernization and a lot of things are changing in our society, if we don't look at those things very well, they are going to have an effect on our Christian life. This is because a lot of things in our world today are changing, and an example can be the way we dress. If we look at the way we used to dress over 50 years ago and the way we dress today, and we want to ignore the Christian part and still think it is those days, and these days the dressing has changed. If we don't do something as Christians, I think it is going to have an effect on us.
Thank you very much. She has clearly stated her opinion. You know, when you are dealing with media, you need to be gender sensitive. Because in this era, we have a plethora of people that always seem to look at everything in two dimensions, a man and a woman. Against this backdrop, I'll speak to a man. I have a handsome gentleman here, and I'll ask him for his opinion.
My name is Mr. Ephraim Egwu. When you look at what's going on in this world today, you see that many things are turning around. So we have to take up and focus to our Christian life and live the way God called us in His vineyard. Amen.
I said from the beginning that I am going to be gender balanced. So I'm looking forward to select another lady who I'll speak with. If you refuse to smile, I'll point at you. Okay, I have had my culprit.
For the sake of time, Professor Lewis, if we can have only three.
My name is Adlem Banadon. To me, Christianity and the Western life is something else. Because if you mean to live your life in a Christian way, and you ignore the other side of life, that's the Western life, contemporary life, life is not going to be easy with you. But in the other way around, we mustn't forget that when we finish from this world, we are going back to where we came from. And Christianity is the only way you can go back to your father. You can dress neatly, look cute, do all the things that you think they will make you a modern girl, but don't forget your creator.
Thank you very much for that comment. And then I hear
okay.
Some...
Professor Lewis, I think we said three will be okay.
Okay.
So, before we kickstart our discussion with my guest personalities, I think we will be taking a break and we will be right back. We are welcome back, and ladies and gentlemen, we have heard a cross-section of the audience or congregation. They have given their views. I've heard somebody spoke about dressing as a contemporary issue that is affecting our Christian life. They say the dearest is the nearest, or the nearest is the dearest. I just want to start with Dr. Cardinal Jabuni, whether he can state some other contemporary issues that are affecting our Christian life.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much for inviting me to this special occasion. In fact, music is another one. There are a lot of modern music around. Okay. So it's not just only what they've mentioned. And I don't even think we can mention all of them here.
Okay. She said dressing. You have talked about music. Yeah. Dr. Sophia.
Thank you very much for inviting me for this program. But what I also add to is wealth. For Christians today, we think wealth is everything we can acquire. You see people going wayward to get money in order to do other things. I think it's also one.
So acquisition of wealth nowadays is also a contemporary issue we are dealing with. All right.
Yes.
Doctor, the name Ignatius Dogoli, yes?
So, Doctor Ebarka, Matika, Danuma, Yelkanga, Anla Sana, Tipampana, Bipola, Nemposare, Apalatinum Croza, Yelkanga Mantaka, and Yelpa.
All right, Prof, can you messenger us at least one or two?
Yes, a relationship and sex. You can add pornography.
Oh, because that's your special area. Relationship and sex is a contemporary issue we are dealing with. Let's start on our discussion because we can't really hit on all this. Cardinal Jabuni, you are in charge of music in the Vatican. Before you came to this studio or this conference, at least you've played some kind of music in your car. You alone knows the kind of music you play. What kind of music affect our Christian life, and we can call them contemporary?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any music that does not tell of God's glory, that does not teach about God, or that does not draw you closer to God, is against or is threatening the church today. There are a lot of people who are composing music, or should I say, who are bringing together ways, putting instruments together, dancing around, which has nothing to do with Christianity. So there are a lot of things that are threatening, that there are a lot of such music that are threatening the church.
So are you saying, because the Bible says we are in this world, we are not of the world, doesn't mean that we have nothing to do with the world? Because I sing gospel in church, I play gospel, and I'm in the world. Don't I have to listen to other worldly music?
Music is a vital tool in the society. It's a very sensitive object, should I say so. Even William Shakespeare, a popular writer, said, "Music is the food of the soul." Now, if you are a Christian and you listen to a music that does not draw you closer to your God, and that's the music that feeds your soul, whatever that feeds you controls you.
I like that, Doctor. It means what you eat is what you become.
Exactly.
That what nourishes you.
Yes.
So if you nourish your soul with worldly music, it means you are not of God.
You are going away from God.
And all right.
Even I, for the sake of this program, I researched into a music. One of the popular hip-hop writers said he has given his soul to the devil, and it's a fair deal.
That's
in one
serious.
Of his songs. And when the youth of today, when we are listening to such songs, I wonder whether we pay close attention to the lyrics that they release, but we dance to it. And I was shocked some few days ago to learn that Lord Kenya, I'm not familiar with him, but he has repented, and that he's saying that nobody should play his music. DJs, radio stations, they shouldn't play his music again because he's born again. Then I was kept wondering, if you are saying you are born again, then what were you doing? Does that mean that the words, the music you were playing around, it has something bad to, or what? So if such people who compose the songs for us, one by one, are confessing that they are out of it, now, you, what do you have to reason? How do you have to reason? So music, I should say, or repeat, is eating deep into the church. So far as modern or contemporary world is concerned. And we have to work seriously against that.
Okay,
and
Doctor.
Then, let me take my submission, or let me take this quotation from the book of Chronicles, First Chronicle, chapter 16, verse 9. And it says that, "Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of his wonderful things or wonderful acts." Okay. Now, if God is telling us to sing to him about his wonderful things, now we are singing, we are not acknowledging God again, then we are very far away. And for us Christians, we have to watch very closely against some of these things. Thank you very much.
Doctor, I get your point. It means sing praises to his name. Tell about the good things he has done. And that is gospel.
Yes,
and that's your background.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though that's your special area, Professor Albina Latu, can you say there are some kind of maybe movement or some particular song. Can you mention a particular song that's contemporary and you think that it's not good for the church to emulate?
Before I make my submission, I think I have to make it clear that contemporary doesn't mean, it doesn't necessarily mean bad.
Okay.
We are just talking about the things that are happening in this modern age. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the thing is bad.
All right.
But then, just to add a little to what Cardinal said, I want to say that Christians ought to be very, very careful the kind of music we listen to, because there is spirit behind music. It's not just the words or the beat that we hear, but there is spirit behind it that draws us to do things. So the sad thing is that you are not fully aware that it's the music you listen to maybe some years ago that is drawing you to do certain things.
Okay.
But that is actually the fact. It happens unconsciously. Music feeds into our system even without us knowing.
Okay.
And I don't see the difficulty in Christians sticking to good gospel.
Okay.
That is how.
So I ever came across a name, was it on my research, that Luminary or Luminati? I think, is that the kind of background you are talking about? There's a spirit behind the music. Okay. There are a lot of issues. I like your point that there are current issues. It doesn't necessarily mean they are bad, but how we use or how we involve ourselves into them. I've seen Cardinal, he's not reading from the Bible, but on the phone he has scrolled to read the Bible, and this is contemporary. Okay. But I think this, if Cardinal will go to church with the phone and read from it, it won't be really good enough. As he sent the Bible to church to preach. Is that what they're talking about? But this can also help him mobile, in reading his Bible. All right, these are contemporary issues. Listeners, as you are feeding yourself with this conversation, it's not only about music. Dr. Sophia Blandy, you hold PhD in fashion designing. Fashion, or let's say dressing, how does a Christian need to dress? We're not talking about only clothes. I think it's talking about makeups and all that. As a Christian, how do we have to dress? Even though we're in the contemporary time, but we're able to serve God.
Elanka Baraka Yagaja, anang a question in Zokohema. Tapampananga dressing or taboin yerehe to Monsuru, a ye yele amba suma akuti. As a Christian, abasin katuman suro boomini. Asan katuman yerbuma apakati inga kanye zama wanyera bocha banka yes. Christa biela nyanga subana nchenanga. Kamana yala pampana nga kwari mine jiye mba manyera. Abuala kamine mama dressing a negative way.
Kasi chintai tibi kwa
kubuli. Chepwa yue. Akwari mine yue ka see me true. And akparo nga menjele menga zaka nien serin yere anakparo nga kahong artor zang. Che hona nyepo nos adana na yere inside. Ka huba piel asobagba. Ala wana men abuma mneba meka show yourself.
Show yourself.
Yes. Ka kahong yere akparo na. Akparo na maro on kanien banzingba. Ona nye ho enga zana draw awasigi.
Wow.
Aha. Ame sa akpare suri ne. Abaso manente abasin katiman yara ana sabon kan ina yen yele bi kan yen tizin mesambi kan yen zin lorpo e ma ban kan yen wato ka o magafre na malizin son ayela nga ma yevi kaman bi ana sapon awanya yele visa man pema ka suka asubogbon wo ikrisa bi mesa nie man tizin la mesa unsubun mazun ukun man ton zin son unzin fe un tagafe un mala. I was so mad. Ban, Kadoba by Humpan, Humpan, Lebi, Ima, a zoom. I saw Amanga in a polypola pampana, a pan, for the Humanyani and Ampeluzu, a woman up at Leba, Leo Kawala, William Pan, Afghana, the Bongaza, Humpan. Yellow man, the layer, check a honya hotel. I am Boaloyel, or Mr. Oku Superokanga, Mr. Kaba Sumakoya, and yell. On a yellow yellow kubunganka, and Kana, Munbakara, Buntun, and Surya, Kukara, Yellen, and Bittisichiri. I yellow yell, yell, far than the Nati Krisabiri, and Sinkatilio Kabe, Yabaraka.
Thank you. Doctor Dogoli, who won't get on a yaka, Auka. Bun yare kan kawai ya sogoro ne mai ka ko garanan kana amur kare sikiri a can ce a babulun bai lenka san Paul lenka ka hota di barbuma bozun ka hon di barbuma ko tonye kana bai za na kubo ce ana takai adana ganin kuturu sur kana amba suma so hon mun doctor hon pia lumbon ka hoye yele kana charna ta bun yare po
to doctor doc yele ma ta kan yele jahanan bun suri biringan a chahan and Krista Biri, why you'll fa pa pute Kana Laula Bankan yel charane a pogba ziena kahonka beringa a charane azu pogba wa nuba minena mang wobuma pali bazu kaleven ba kaba mineba la bora mesa gaba
pogba la humanye bidoban chizu unyinu a lara bandaba
doctor huna arser hung arser kan ngabe bama male zu yung 1 million, 2 million, Bama Malizio. Kaleven Kapova Mineba, Banambata, Ebona, Babala Bora Missagabo. Kabun Yereven, Minebala Bora Missagabo. Kao Kamanka Biosa, Kangama Mayer, Biosa, Angama Mayer. Che Ika, Pobuyan Bia is green. Bun Anga Kitty Yelkunangana, one and be answering Kay Jell. Che Ika, Bun Yer and Yambata Yelja Aku, Namana. Che to Pampana to bring your own mangali.
Okay, okay.
To call an ungali. Pampana even people believe in a manche and a sazu in a home yelana. Bancha only you know Pango Porozu. When your own wafale, Chavanta Yoran, Kaba Mamil and Baba Mine Anya,
and Chapan don't as you, Pampo Batazu.
Yaka Pango Pora Amaluzu.
Ah, okay, okay. Doctor, Ambora Kanga, enough of addressing. Professor Latu, Ambora Kansugre. Ka hun yarma mine gere ka ka osha na da osha san bi a cejin ay ka hota kai yel fala ka dana yabo
sie yelanga in wana nanga it's a very dicey issue
ti parlabo ay ezun zuglewa
lela
ko kombe ka ka ba karo ibata karo okay
and then what I would say concerning that is you know Christians ought to understand that if we live indeed by the Spirit, then we should walk in the Spirit. And that is how St. Paul puts it. So it's as simple as that. For an usher driving away somebody because she's not well-dressed, it's not the best. The person is not well-dressed, but okay. She has come to church. Now, if you drive her away from church, later on, then you now go from house to evangelize. At Nyeni and Adana, we evangelize the person. It's not logical.
Okay.
If the person is coming to church, all you know, that is where the person will meet her salvation.
Okay.
So allow her.
That so you can you call that person just beside you and advise the person?
If you advise, that's okay.
All right. I think enough of the dressing. We have talked about music. We have talked about dressing. Now, there is this controversial something. From here, I'm going to take a bottle of drink. I have a stock of wine and then beer in my fridge. And I drink because there was this occasion that Jesus made water into wine. And I base on it and I drink my head off. Dr. Dogoli, you are a clinical psychologist. How does that have effects on the youth and me who take alcohol and think it's pleasure or I have money? But before we say anything, let's acknowledge our sponsors. I think this water is coming from Sophia Fashions and Amalia Company Limited. And you can then get nourished water and then a lot of food, drinks, and then cosmetics from them. All right, can you continue?
Doctor Barka, sir kan yel yel za se kan de na mu yel biringa a ponto Christa biri na chalati yengeng. Je ana koteshi hinga na ye Proverbs 20 verse 1. Continue from 23 to 19 to 21. Then chapter 29 to 35, verse 35 rather. Then Isaiah 28, 1. Proverbs 31, verse 1 to 7. Ephesians 5, 18. Galatians 5, 15 to 21. Sere kanga, kan se kan to read Isaiah 5:22. You are doomed, heroes of wine bottle, brave and fearless when it comes to mixing drinks. But for just a bribe, you let the guilt go free, and you prevent the innocent from getting justice. So, ayelbiri lale na ngun tuntuna azaye nanda yelkute. Kawala, danyu kwoliyang, awa balong akute. Amam ven kate era yel ambasen kate era kaminela wala katinu wanyu dan kuoli dan yu bian suman che au nyu kuoli nemba suma eh bonso ka hu wanyu dan kuoli uma era yela ambache ho yemen uma tuna tuma za a iwo ka blende hu bache beche era yela kaminela wala dabienzo da che huzie pelente hu bache be uma era yela anga dakul bonso yenzu ntima nyuro dan kati anyu kuoli o kati yenyu dan a inite kulta yela tiyenyu dan a inne noba mine nan a yela mine sante puo ka ma hinga wa falun akote kati no wanyu akuoli amanta falun yagale akote ka mine la wala aman bemen ka nan abete ingan ala ben tinla e zinyagba tituma yela bala gere nimitore auta yela falun falun yagale akote. So man na sore Krista birka tiben katidanyu kuolina kwa umasigi katina na katunu kuntom mago bara tok tok chakate e kulie masigi kale na sonte akte Krista bilumpo bonso ka honka kania watunyu dan kuoli okuntom ga mesa mangate yelza kuna nga che otaba kuna tidona nabantiere sangna tinanda besa kurpo ndoka nga odawani na manyu dan lent par atataka ogbabala zoro amasare kangaza so onda ma erelene okano yele bala gere ni mitore finally asa kupo ka bo karobare una bato nye bonna una nga asku ka otenye and manla manla vantiere tinanda be yiripo amangara misa ka tensu misa wata bipola nan posare anu atinyin nyane minegba ba mengana manyue dan len to the extended kabanu waga misa goma yomba manti gompale alendare baba gare yirgana sorun kaba mangang doctor namba bare ati yemempo ati ba minene ntima mine bana men kaba non wadi sima kaba bin o ba manye ban tubola bibile kan aton ka o kofi wadi zo gata da appetizer wa kuma kaka o new chat on masa
kata tundisa
so ana men awana ne falun yagle aven kata bir mine patona gare sku bonso bonna banana mande tieba asakuru pon ona laba mande bioza bioza adara ne ana tot a nyuro atona dire ba sawo anta falun le akote so doctor ayela ameza wa falun akote at Krista bilu po manna sor at Krista bir na chelati yengin kabana sun kayela nga mabare banna namba banche era kabalen sun kayela nga basigi
to le embarka ngonge huyeka dan nyuro man na bani anyu dan ala tuntuma da me kan ma ma onyu ma gbire ho awle ka ka honyu dan nyuro ho bala tuntuma awle ka nan nan we ho zie so ho yel ngan na bre dan nyu ma ba ma bugure chem ma onyu ma gan gbire ba ma la tuntuma and it's very bad kadna just 30 seconds on adan nyu lomborun
oh we yala za barian che yel me ma me nan na yala dan nyu bu wana pampana ana ho yel ka Jesus liana kwa anlewa dan wedding zien kamina mengwa mala kaka dan yu bunsu makachata ma mesa kaka fara wedi dan bin kamala mesa che yel na ansen karbanna ka yel za hona era abanka ubata to na honyo voren asen ko baro anu on yel na ka abaka kati yel na ka nuba tanyu ne za be ka ne tanyu bi ababu ze za be ka ne tanyu dan che ka hun wadira bonza en na hopuon banka yelnga bunga hombora and no point venka bunna hunandit in a gula mawa bunana lefra hon ya bofwan. So yelman na de palala
kama
chao temanga cha e yelan emin.
Cardinal, ye mangala hu yakani ye kaba we can knit and you down. Chu yuna zikang pokang de yelabi kubulu la ka do not take wine as a ruler. Ka anvem ko hakla jar ko kum bam bam bang masare ka ka chanson ababu ile kretin judan man ye zikngale. So professor, do you have something to say about a drink? Just 30 seconds before we move on to another topic.
Okay, what I have to say is this, you know, when you see drunkards who have repented, what they do is that they don't even want to take it at all.
Not even small. I like that.
Because
drunkards who have repented,
they don't want to take
because
it
they know the consequences of drinking.
They know how they started and how it migrated to that level. So if you think that taking small can lead you somewhere one day, if you can, then just stop it. After all, even though they say scientifically we need some alcohol in our system, we have alcohol in fermented porridge, alcohol in banku, in kenke, so it's not necessarily the drink that is going to give you alcohol.
All right, listeners watching us from your television screens and my audience, you have heard it all. It doesn't mean that taking drink is, because they say the body needs alcohol, you have to be taking alcohol and say you need alcohol. Or like I said, the Bible says Jesus turned water into wine, you should go drinking. Based on that, we will be lost because the Bible is a double-edged sword. Amen? All right. We acknowledge my sponsors one more time. Sophia Fashions and Design, and then Amalia Ventures. You can get your bottled water and then cosmetics from them. Before we go on the phone lines or our audience to contribute, you are an expert in relationship and marriage. And today this is something that is eating into our society. It's like we think relationship is just about, you know, man and woman following and doing all that kind of things. As a Christian, how do we, you know, go with our relationship and marriage that will be acceptable in the eyes of God and in the eyes of man?
Okay, thank you very much once again, Dr. D. In fact, when we talk about relationship these days, my heart bleeds because of the kind of things that are happening. In contemporary times, we don't have a line between relationship and sex. We think it's just one thing, you know, and Christians go about asking, are there any principles for Christian relationships? What I will say is, you will not find in the Bible maybe a subheading, this is what Christians should do when they're in a relationship. But then the Bible talks a lot about purity, you know, and I want us to read together a text from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 downwards. I read, God wants you to be holy and completely, I repeat, completely free from sexual immorality. Each of you men should know how to live with his wife in a holy and honorable way, not with a lustful desire like the heathen who do not know God. If you read on and on, it still talks about, you know, sexual purity. And then if you read Ephesians 5, verse 3 downwards, Paul will even tell them that he doesn't want to hear even a hint of sexual immorality among them. This should tell you how much Christians should despise immorality in our relationship these days. But then one will ask, so what at all causes the whole mess? And for me, one thing that Christians should know about relationship is that you should have a reason for going into a relationship. These days, it's obvious that, you know, school children just want to hang out with one another because that seems to be the order of the day. But in Christianity, that is not the main focus. You go into Christianity, a relationship, because of marriage,
okay,
and marriage alone. So you shouldn't have any other reason. So that in its own way should affect your timing. You don't start a relationship while you are in JSS expecting to finish school before you get married, and then you expect that nothing should happen. You are dating for far too long, and you are human. You can be tempted to do anything. So we should know the reasons why we are going into relationship. Know the timing. If you expect to get married in like even 6 years' time, I don't see the reason why you should start dating. Because you are only tempting yourself and opening yourself up to, you know, evil ways. Another thing is that we should know the kind of people we go out with. You don't just go into relationship with anybody because you think, you know, time is catching up with you. Understand that you are a child of God and you ought to walk in the principles of God, even in your relationship. So you should be careful the kind of person you go into. Because even if you are mindful of the fact that God wants you to be pure, and the person does not stand by those principles, it wouldn't work that way. You will find yourself in one way or the other falling into the person's own lines. So in brief, we should know when to go into relationships, have reasons for them, know the right kind of people to go into relationship with. And then even while we are dating, while we are in, you know, relationships, we should discuss it with our partners. Discuss with your partner that, yes, I do not want to involve myself in sexual immorality while in the relationship. And it's work out. Let's learn to share challenges also. If you think that you are being tempted, share it with a Christian brother or sister. For all you know, the person has once handled it and might be able to advise you on it. When we talk about, you know, sex during relationships, some Christians go like, okay, I'm not having sex. We just kiss. We only fondle. There is no sex involved. But that is immoral. Remember, what the Lord wants from us is absolute purity. And it is possible. It's very possible. I know of at least 5 couples, you know, CTR youth, I mean charismatic youth, who dated throughout the period. They never had sex until the day their marriage was blessed. So I want to encourage the Christian youth that it is very possible, and then we can do it. Thank you.
All right, Professor Latu, I like your submission. And where you talk about the timing is very important, the kind of relationship you are going in. But today, don't you think they'll call you Kodo? That we are no more in the Stone Age. So be abreast of time. There's technology. Because you are growing, things are changing. So you need to go by that.
Yes. You know, you are right. One Christian
youth. That's what the friends will tell you.
Yes. One Christian you've ever walked up to me and asked, but don't you think that, you know, Christian relationships will be boring if there is no hugging, there is no kissing, there is no fondling? I said, no. You see, if you are really in love with somebody, even the person's presence makes you fulfilled.
I
get
like
satisfied.
That. Okay.
You are chatting with a
like
person.
Like we are in the presence of God.
Yes, you are chatting with a person and you feel like you are in heaven. So it is not the immorality that brings us joy.
All right, before we will open the phone lines and I'll go to my audience for contributions, let us take a quick break and we'll be right back. Thank you, and we are back streaming live on CCR TV, the Youth Channel 7. We are the only religious station that have gone digital. Oh, I think we can also have that live on our radio channels, and we are streaming live on the TV station, but we are linked up to other parts with the radio. Cardinal Jebuni, just 30 seconds. On relationship. I think she has done so much into it, and I don't want to ask any question.
It's,
you know,
true.
But
this thing is a delicate issue. But one thing I would like as Christians to do is to look at our families. Just like one of us said, that charity begins at home. When you give birth to a child, you know that definitely the child will get married one day or will choose a particular vocation. So your duty as a parent, as a guardian, is to start teaching your child how to get into a relationship, when to start it, as she said, and then even prepare yourself. You should be able to communicate with your parent. Let your parent know your way, so that sometimes when you are going wrong, they can be able to assist you. What she's saying, some parents get to hear of it very late, and at that time, there is no solutions to it, other than to face the disaster.
Okay, thank you, Cardinal, for this point. You have also added to Professor Latour's point. And this time, there's another delicate issue. And we have an expert in communication, and that is Professor Luis Domasa. Just, I give you 1 minute. Tell us something about the media and it affects us contemporary issues, or it's not effect, but what it does to us. You just have 1 minute to tell your audience.
Thank you very much. Most of us actually watch media. We consume media content every day without necessarily thinking about it. That is because the media is framed in such a way that you look at it, you consume its content, taking into consideration the entertainment aspect, so that you are not even critical about it. I would like to delve a little into some background of communication so that you can understand what I'll be delving into. Media is either a window through which we see another world. I repeat, media is a window through which we see another world, or a reflection of our own world. Some people seem to be confused by this. I will explain. Now, when I say it is a reflection by which we see another world, let's take, for instance, science fiction. Watch a movie, it is about science fiction. They are using all the complicated gadgets you have never seen in the world. That is a window by which we are seeing another world, which may come one day or may not even exist at all until you die. And then when I talk about that, it is a reflection of our own world. That is because what you see in everyday life, what you witness in everyday life, you see it in the media. I'll give you an example. Choco Trotro. If you have lived in Accra before, or in any of the big cities, you see the way the mate is called. Choco, 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 oyalo, oyalo, oyalo. It is typical in Accra. That is a reflection of our society. That is it. You see a driver mate, he's Chemu, he has his girlfriend, he's struggling to make the girl happy. It is a reflection of our Ghanaian society. It is in existence. However, a lot of the media content which we have nowadays, which we consume, is rather portrays a window through which we see another world. I'll give you an example. Most of the telenovelas that we have do not reflect our Ghanaian lifestyle at all. So today we have a young man, he's dating a lady, they are preparing to get married. And the lady, or even the young man, expects to mold their relationship as they see in that telenovela. You watch Cursed by the Sea, and what are the others? Can someone mention any? Correct, you have heard them. And you think that what is happening in that particular media content should be reflected in your life because you think that is the reality. That is why I said that sometimes we watch the media content, but then we concentrate so much on the entertainment aspect that we refuse to be critical. So we consume everything hook, line, and sinker, like a fish. Because when you throw a hook and a line into the sea, the fish swallows it without even wondering that, yes, beside the meat I am consuming, or that flesh, there's a hook there. And that is the way the media is controlling us. So you watch that particular media content. It excites you. It appeals to your emotions. You are so happy about it. And it transcends in every aspect. In our movies, music, fashion. And you know what they do? These days, they portray their fashion in this particular light, in our music videos, in our movies. I'm not saying that all the fashion that we portray there is bad. Look, I've seen this advert, GTP New Style. I've seen a young man in a very nice style. And in natural fact, when I get my piece of New Style, I would like to sew it in that style. That is a good aspect.
Okay. All right.
I'll Professor soon wrap up. Just a minute. Don't worry. So when we begin to mold our life in this particular aspect, we tend not to see the reality. So in conclusion, I'll say that as we watch media content, as we consume it every day, let us ask ourselves, does this reflect reality? That is the question. Does the media content we consume reflect reality? And even if it reflects reality, does this suit my lifestyle? Does this suit the life I am living as a Christian? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Professor Luis, for giving us a very wonderful submission about the media. Now, the audience are with you, and we have intellectual people, we have elders, and they would like to contribute to the program. Please, can you hand over the mic to anybody that wants to contribute about the contemporary issues in our Christian life today.
I am Abraham. I want to say that all the points, all the topics that you are talking of, they all complement each other. Contemporary lifestyle in any way doesn't go like you take one style and then leave the others. So as for music goes with dressing. Unhealthy relationships can come out of it. And then so many things, and then the drinks too come. So contemporary lifestyles, those aspects that you are discussing, and the professors and doctors has done perfectly with it, and then it goes with each other. Thank you.
All right,
very
thank
much.
You very much.
Okay. Right from the onset of the program, I said I'll be gender balanced. I think I saw a lady's hand over there. Okay, it was a gentleman's.
I think one of the things that is affecting us today is abortion. And you see us saying that at that time, the baby in the womb is not a human being. It's a fetus. If I eat an egg, doesn't mean that I've killed a chicken. But I just want to give this scenario. The child or the fetus in the womb has life. It's just like a relationship. It's a matter or issues about love. It's about time. If I should approach a lady today and say, I love you, will you love me? It will take some time for me to see whether the lady loves me, or for me telling the lady that I love the lady, it will take time for that to show. So in the same way, let's give time and see whether that fetus in the womb has life or not. If you give time, at the end of the day, you see that thing you said, it was a fetus and doesn't have anything concerning life, it has life. So I think we Christians must be very careful about issues people bring about. It doesn't have life. If you eat an egg, doesn't mean that you have killed a chicken. So we have to be very careful.
Thank you. That's a contemporary issue we are trying to adjust to what the world is saying, which is wrong, like our brother Matthias said.
Thank you. What I think is that we are not content with what we have. Nowadays, people enter into relationship because of wealth. Because you've seen that somebody is having something. You don't know how the person came by it. You also want to enter into a relationship that you can acquire what the person is having. So I think we should be content with what we have as Christians.
Thank you very much. Be content with what you have. All right.
Okay, thank you. Two quick ones. One on alcohol. The other one on, if you don't give in, you are kolo.
Sex and relationship.
Yes.
Or marriage. Okay.
As for alcohol, if I have a way of in ensuring that, especially the garbage, cut a barrier down you, I will do it. Because you will see that most of our problems are traced to alcohol. And we give the excuse that they were using the thing on the farm. Do we also use it on the farm? And there is no compromise when it comes to, once you take it, you excite yourself. And that is where, if you like, watch it. The probability that you will go into premarital sex is very high if you go out with your, is it intel or whatever, to the beer bar. Because once the two of you take in alcohol, you get excited and your head doesn't function again. Is that okay? So I won't advise any youth to go into alcohol. Let them say that you are kolo. Tell them that principles were there before technology came. And indeed, technology itself developed from life principles. So if you get the principles wrong, it doesn't matter. You always get everything wrong. You dress and they tell you your dressing is kolo. Or if you don't give in, you are kolo. If somebody wants to marry you and tells you that he or she loves you, the person should not hurt you. And it is hurting when you sleep with somebody before marrying the person.
All right, thank you, brother, for that submission.
I forgot to add one thing, that the media is also addictive. The more you consume it, the more you become addicted to it. Those of you that use WhatsApp, your smartphones, the more you use it, the more you get addicted. So you need to watch the way you use every media content, the way you consume it.
Amen. I think much have been centered on alcohol. But I think there is more harmful drugs that are destroying us if we are to talk about things that are destroying mankind today. And we know that many of our youth in other tertiary institutions go in for weed and other things like cocaine, heroin and cannabis. And these are some of the things that we need to watch out, because these are the other things that are destroying us. So apart from alcohol, these are the other things that are destroying our youth. And I think that our youth have to be extra careful, extra careful. The cannibal of people that are around you, you have to watch out. And occultism. In schools today, people are practicing it. In fact, those are some of the things we experience in the Hill and Deliverance, especially from students. Many students who come for counseling, who are taking through Hill and Deliverance, will confess to you that they ever got themselves involved in occultism. So let us watch out on these areas too.
Thank you very much, Dada John, for that good submission. We are supposed to end exactly 4:45, by the power invested in my executive producer has added us 5 minutes, and we can still take more contributions. All right. So can we have some two other contributions?
Okay.
I think that the vote has raised the hand. I can see.
Praise the Lord. Jaga mai kaka hun tura pankara ya. Ka ho mama mega bem bem be wula la. Aha. So ka hun tura pankara na kara kwam dear. Ko me ka na jagala. Ya ka ho bangu su ba ku kara kwam dear. Ya ka hun turu. Banga so ho nyela yel far cha dar ho nga ina. Asin so ho ma dang cha ke ne nu ba na ho na cha na cha na ne na. And through prayers, you get to identify the good companies and then the bad companies. Then you avoid the bad companies. Some people can easily lure you. You think they are good. Eventually, you find that their lifestyle is the reverse. And before you realize, you are already wallowed in it. So what do you do? So we should be very cautious. But people who choose as friends and companions. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. What I would like to also share on is about freedom to express ourselves, what we say. See, these days it's like because of media and other things, we speak anyhow. We don't even examine the words that we use. And we talk about immoral ways. I think it comes from what we see. Sometimes the way we look at things and then we talk about them also leads to other things. And I think it is not fine for us as Christians. As Christians, our language should be very meaningful. Our choice of words. Even sometimes in our homes, because of probably the society in which we are living in, we decide to adopt some kind of a lifestyle, especially when it comes to the choice of words. Like somebody insulting another, bunjaranga, bunsinsembi, and other things. We as Christians, we also go into say things like that. I don't think it is good for a Christian to insult your own child, bunjaranga, bunsinsembi, and other things. It is actually a very serious issue. And other things like the youth today, because we mingle with other people and then what we see, especially on our televisions and other things, you use certain words that are no good. Especially these comedians, some of the things that they say, you see that we go about saying the same thing. So we have to be very careful in some of these areas.
All right. Thank you very much, our coordinator. And we have our last contributor because we are hitting time. We are just getting, time is on our side. And we have only our mom to give. We give her just 1 minute before we hit our time.
Thank you very much. Before I start, I will ask, what is fashion? And we as Christians, are we to follow fashion? Any fashion that comes out, you see Christians also begin to follow. Anything at all that comes out, they see it as a fashion they want to buy. Is it good? Let us ask ourselves as Christians whether fashions are good for us. And your panel, one of them made mention that charity begins at home. Let us take is that our children, I have given birth to the child. It's not the child that has given birth to me. So that you dictate to me what to wear. So we should be very careful and train our children as expected. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can you put your hands together for yourself for this wonderful submission? Oh, yes. And we love your contributions. They said we are not monopoly of knowledge. You have it and you have shared. Ntika yelatin yelaka yelna erat pampana aboka yelfar lecha bun anaven ka kaula tikrisa birin becheni pon ka ka tikle turusun sun tin yel yele yela. Tiyelenka bo yele tin chela pampana anga krista biri. Pampana te benga yele na yi. Bambona amina azon. Tobo muna aminika luminati songs. Amman zati yeleka wala. Ata vuru mfar mine anna venka krista biye nyovoro. Akamban chena song. Ana ka professor latuwe yele. Ka cardinal min yelele. Ka yele ye asima kuwa asie. Bo yele tin wazinche. Tisie yele tin wa. Ka sima yele tin ambe diyen. Amansabera ato kapali beredi. Cher sey ala tunwa so sey kar krot sey sima na ansin kadi anti kar chelle krisabi yele ay kar laga tabun yare minzin ka show your back ka skin tight to show your vital statistics. That is very bad. I am aware. Kar let's change all that as Christians. Kar bara anabun yare nan anaka tuman yele yele baran panaka tita turo adune kar turo anana krista anan a bible na yakar e teyela chare dan nyupon tin wonduma yeka dan nurenza an nuro dan pa hodan banya bonda lonwo ingan hodan banya yelmanga wo ingan zirila kuno nyise on gbire ntiyaren ka ndokan da nyu dan adon yel kuma ka onyu dan nie kan yele ka onyu dan ka bar abara za fo pogbe yel humanga ka ka onu pogo ngatlan yele on maziri bozun adan don ka bandi ndibiri imotori kunyaka o kana dey plein ku ya na dey plein ko bo so amanga za ya wala ziri onma danven untum baziri give false promises tinlama yele te dobanin te pogba ya tarhe manka titaven karayel iri a yinwo barbe a andone tinlan turo krista biri lentin na mantu anata pogba anan te dobo ya tarhe nte time bale chebe. I just want to thank my august guest for honoring this invitation. Some have to fly from Italy, Vatican. Some are coming from the Europeans. And our dear fashion lady is coming all the way from New York. And you know New York, that's where fashion is. So I just want to thank them so much. Thank you very much for coming. And audience and viewers, thank you. This is where we bring our curtains down. Bye-bye.